Thank you for that beautiful musical rendition being given to us today. And thank you also for giving me this opportunity to be your speaker in the absence of our pastor. Let us pray. Loving God, gracious Father in heaven, Thou art the source of life and health. Thou art our loving God, the fountainhead of all the blessings. Thou art our loving Savior and our loving friend. Be with us today. Please, God, help your servant to present this message of life to your people, that they will understand the essence of life, especially the dignity, the integrity, the honesty, and transparency of life. Be with us, O Father, in Christ's loving name. Amen. One sunny day, a Christian couple have so decided to go to the beach, to swim, to enjoy life, because it is very, very warm day. They pass by a fast food store and buy something for their lunch. And the bag was given to them like this: from that fast food store. So they drove fast to the beach. And when they reached there, my dear brethren, when they opened the bag, you will just imagine the bag was full of money. So this couple decided to drive fast going to that fast food store to return this bag with money. Our text today, God said, integrity of the outright, integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed because of their duplicity. From the New International Version, duplicity means hypocritical, cunning, deceptions, double dealings. Remember, my friends and brethren, that integrity guides, and it is like a Google map. It will direct you. Without integrity, we are lost. And the end of this destination is known as what? There is what we call truth. Jesus said in John 14, verses 5 to 6, "Let not your heart be troubled." And Thomas said, "Lord, we don't know the way. We don't know, Lord, what is truth." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me." For you to be able to follow the wisdom of the preceding verse, You need to CHIT. You need to cheat. Kindly flash it on the screen, please. To be a true person, you have to cheat. C for character, H for honesty, I for integrity, and T for transparency. Let us understand the meaning of this word today. Character, the total quality of a person's behavior. Honesty, the act of condition of never deceiving, stealing, or taking advantage of the trust of others. Integrity, it is known as a moral soundness. Probity, being unimpaired. Transparency, the state or quality being easily perceived or detected. My dear brethren and friends today, my dear faithful Christians, we need this kind of character. And one of the examples is known as Zacchaeus. What happened with Zacchaeus? That is known as the issue of money. Zacchaeus was a cheater. He was a tax collector. And he cheated many people in the land of Jerusalem and also Jericho. But one day, Zacchaeus heard about Jesus. There were lots of people shouting and praising God. And Zacchaeus heard it. And he wanted to pass by a large crowd, a very thick crowd. But Zacchaeus was very small, and he could not. So what Zacchaeus did, you must have known the story. He climbed up to the sycamore tree, and when the Savior passed along, the Master looked up unto Zacchaeus and said, Zacchaeus, looking straight to the eye of Zacchaeus, please come down, because Zacchaeus, I will go to your church today, to your house today. Zacchaeus didn't bother himself, but he really slid down. Just imagine a small man sliding down from the sycamore tree. And went straight to his house, and Jesus was following Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus, right on that very time, a man changed by the Spirit of God. And he said to himself, Lord, you must have seen my house, my property, my flashy car, and everything. And if I have cheated someone, my dear God, I am willing to return. And if I have done something wrong, I am willing to return fourfold of my position to them. That very day, my friends and brethren, there was a great conversion inside the house of Zacchaeus. You know, sometimes going to church is not an indication, and bringing your Bible and hymnals with you is not the only way that a person really loves God and a person is converted. But conversion starts within, my friends and brethren. The heart must be changed. David said, My God, create in me a clean heart, O God. That was an appeal of a man whom the Lord and the Spirit of God have changed right at the very moment. If you're in Jesus, you will be a true person. Maybe not by life changing as big as it changed as Zacchaeus, but at least puts you in the right direction. Puts you in the right direction. No turning back. No looking at your right or left, but forward like a soldier being commanded, forward, march! You know, sometimes, my dear brethren, I don't blame, I don't judge anybody here. This is the message of the Lord. When Pastor Ted Bass called me, and he said, Pastor, could you please take over the pulpit because I'm leaving for Leonimedos. My dear brethren, I was not able to sleep two nights because I've been pounding myself and thinking, Lord, what will I say today? Especially, I am a man, I am a minister who is not very fluent when it comes to your dialect. This is known as a borrowed tongue. In the Philippines, you have to learn no less than 5 dialects in order for you to communicate with people in that 7,100 islands. So when you talk to me, there is what you call an interpretation inside my brain. Who wants to be rich? I know that all of us have this idea, have this intention to be rich. God said, money is the root of all evil. When a person is rich, my friends, there will be a lot of foolishness being done in his body. When a person is rich, sometimes that person is proud. Sometimes that person doesn't have time to go to the church, doesn't have time to study the Bible. One time I visited a brother and I talked to him about the Bible, the Word of God. I said to that brother, do you have a Bible? He was roaming around his house because this Bible was being placed on top of a very tall partition of his house. He has to climb just to get the Bible. And right on top of this Bible, it is known as a very dusty Bible. My dear brethren and friends, I am a retired minister working in the district for almost 30 years. I experience and I have seen and have witnessed a lot of our people who don't study their Bible. Even today, even you wake me up in the middle of the night and ask me, Pastor, do you know, could you memorize the books of the Bible? I tell you, my friends, even though you wake me up at the middle of the night, I know how to memorize the 66 books of the Bible. A story is told of a peasant man, of a poor peasant man, who wanted to acquire lots of wealth and a wide land. This man went to the rich king. And he said to this king, "You know what, king? I have a small piece of land. Where is your land? My piece of land is only 18 inches in diameter." The king was surprised, because he would like to instill to the mind of the king that his property, that his land is just on a pot of soil being planted by inside his house. "But king," he said, "I want to possess a wide land." "Oh, that's a good idea. Come back tomorrow before sunrise, 30 minutes before the sun rises tomorrow." So that man went home, and he was so happy, enjoying, thinking about that opportunity that he will be able to become rich and possess a wide portion of land. At the earliest part of the morning, he was there, standing in front of the gate of king's house. "Come here, my friend," the king said. So that man went to the presence of the king. "The land that I will give you, my dear friend, is free. What you have to do is just to stand here, and when the sun rises, 5 o'clock in the morning, I want you to walk, to jog, or to run. And any portion of my property that your foot touches will be your land." I tell you, such a very big challenge to that man. So he stretches out his arms and jog and exercises his limbs. And later on, when the sun rises, that man does as fast as he could. Until, my friends, it reaches to the time when the sun is about to set. And just imagine that man had been jogging the whole day because he wanted to become rich, and he wants to go as far as his eyes could see. The king was waiting for that man. And just imagine that man was panting for breath, because 5 minutes later, the king wants him to be in his presence. When that man reaches the very gate of the king, that man fell, and just right there on that very point, that man died, and he was buried 6 feet below the ground by two. Nonsense. I tell you, my friends and brethren, sometimes even relatives are okay in good times, But when it comes to money, they fight bitterly. But truthfulness must not be seen only in monetary terms, but also in other aspects of life. I tell you, my friends, in my 30 years, I sometimes was requested by the court to what? To appear and to say something for this brother who brought that brother or sisters to court because of money. You know, sometimes this style of borrowing money from your fellow men. Brother, please lend me money because I don't have food. I would like to buy a car. I would like to give this as an investment for the house. There are so many cases, my friends, that borrowing money from your fellow brethren will not count, and sometimes it will end up in quarrel, fighting, and sometimes ending up in court. One example, God called Joshua, and he said to Joshua, "Joshua, my servant Moses is already dead. And I want you, Joshua, to continue on the responsibility and the task that I have given and I have promised to Moses." What is that? The Lord speak unto Joshua, "Go over this Jordan in every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that I have given unto you." And God promised, "I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Whosoever he that rebel against thee and will not hearken unto thy words, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage." Try to imagine, my dear brethren, the promise of the Lord. "Joshua, I will be with you. Do not be afraid. Be courageous." So what did Joshua do? He gathered his men and he sent two men to view and to survey the place of Jordan passing by Jericho. And Joshua sent two men, and they went and come unto the house of Rahab and lodged there. The king of Jericho sent unto Rahab to bring forth the men who entered unto thine house. And Rahab hid them and said, "There came men unto me, but I wist not where they are." That was the response of Rahab. When the king of Jericho wanted those men to come out of her house. You know, sometimes we are prone or we are tempted to tell white lies, as did Rahab of old. And she brought those two men unto the roof of the house and covered them with stalks of flax. That was her idea. Go up to the roof. And he covered those men so that they won't be found out by the king of Jericho. And some of his men sent to look for them because he is planning to kill them. This king of Jericho doesn't want anybody to enter his gate in order, my friends, to scout for the place of Jericho and to go to the land of Jordan. Rahab said to those two men, "You know what? I heard so many things about you and your people. That when you come out of Egypt, God dried that water, that Red Sea, for you, in order for you to pass and to be away from the hatred of the king Ramesses of Egypt. I heard about that you killed those two Amorite kings, Sihon and Og." So this Rahab must have heard the miracles being done to the people of God, the Israelites, especially those two men sent by Joshua. Now here comes the request. "Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my fathers, and give me a true token, that ye will save alive my father, my mother, my brethren, and my sisters, and that they have, and deliver our lives from death." That was the request of Rahab. And when these two men heard about the request of Rahab, these two men answered, "And it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly with thee. I swear that I will protect you, Rahab, from the pangs of death." So what did Rahab do? Rahab let down that scarlet robe, and he said to those two men, "Go down from this roof, and hide yourself in the mountain for 3 days." And those two men said to Rahab, "Rahab, please remember to tie this scarlet string at your window, so that when we pass by, we will be reminded that it is this scarlet rope that saved us from the pangs of the king, from the pangs of death, being that will be imposed by the king." Protected them, and she set them away. So the two men returned and came to Joshua and told him all things that befell them. And they said unto Joshua, "Truly the Lord hath delivered us unto our hands all the land, for even the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us." Now, my dear brethren, integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Benefits of truthfulness. Supposing if we will remain truthful to the Lord and to the promise that we have given and we have uttered to the Lord. Supposing if we are true to our brethren inside this church. Supposing if we are honest We are transparent in our relationship with the Lord and with our fellow men. What will happen to us? What benefits? There is what they called the peace of mind. The work of conscience gives you a right night rest and can live without worries in life. Have you observed that our people today, supposing if they could not sleep during the night, they have to go to the pharmacy and buy melatonin, drink it every night, just to have a good night's rest. But you know, my friends, when you are truthful and faithful to the Lord, you will have peace of mind. A healthy social relationship, interpersonal, a cheater cannot look straight in the eye, will be uncomfortable, can engage in meaningful relationship. Once you lie, you need to stick to it by continuing many lies afterwards. A story is told of a man, a retired man, naval captain, Nicanor Faildon. He is the guard of the jail. And you know what this man releases 1,900 prisoners by just paying him 50,000 of this GCT. What is that GCT? God conduct time allowance. Supposing you are good, you perform good and behave good inside the jail, even though you have committed a heinous crime, you will be out by just paying 50,000 Philippine money. I tell you, this man is very dishonest. He was asked and interviewed many times, and he could not say any word because he was telling lies. You know, sometimes, my friends, there is just a simple test for us, even our relationship with our wives, with our children, with our family. Treasures in heaven. I am inspired with the statement of Andre. Anybody who could find interested people who are seeking for Bible study, please let me know. My dear brethren and friends, 30 years in the ministry, my ministry in the field, I don't want to brag myself, but there are so many people, God said, all over the world, there are men and women who are looking wistfully towards heaven. Prayers and tears and inquiries go up from souls longing for light, for grace, for the Holy Spirit. There are many who are in the birds of the kingdom, my dear brethren, who are only waiting for the coming of the Lord. This church, series church, are training and encouraging people, especially our brethren, to go out to work for the Lord. I appreciate the activity of David Tang and his loving wife. They were sent as missionaries to the Philippines. They conducted a free medical He preached during the evangelistic meeting and baptized a lot of souls. And the thing that I am happy with and I appreciate with his activity, because for almost 15 years that we have been praying to the Lord to send someone to that remote area where I was assigned, comes a man in 2015 doing preaching, evangelistic meeting, and singing, and make people inspired through the ministry of soul winning. My dear brethren, when you go out doing missionary work, when you go out telling the people about the love of God, when you go out showing to the people the love of God that is burning within you, when you go out showing kindness to the people, there will be thousands of people who will be converted, where now there is only one. Try to see our pews. It is empty. Visit some of those neighboring churches. The preaching being done by our pastors were good and life-saving preaching. But see, only few people are converted because of the ministry of soul winning. God said, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where there is no moth, no rust, no thieves. I was only baptized at age 19. I was born from a non-Adventist family. My grandmother could memorize Latin, Spanish, in our vernacular about the prayer holding that beads. And my grandmother has developed a very callous knee, because to her, to kneel from the very entrance of that, from the very port of that chapel or the church up to the podium is a sacrifice, and she will receive blessing from the Lord. I tell you, my friends, remember or imagine my grandmother sitting in front of that huge image. And then when we go out, we sing adios to that big image. We touch and kiss that huge image of Virgin Mary, because we believe that it is God who has the power to forgive our sins. You know, these Catholic people, there are some good Catholics. There are some faithful Catholics in their churches and some other churches outside. But my friends and brethren, if they will not follow and obey and listen to the doctrines, to the truth being mentioned from the Bible, they will suffer the consequence, especially those people whom they deceive. Imagine, after going to church, you will pass by the confessional, and the priest is there waiting for you. My dear priest, I have committed sin before, now, and will commit in the future. So the priest will say, memorize, memorize 20 times our Father. Memorize by heart, Hail Mary. Memorize by heart, Gloria Patri and Espiritu Santo. And people were just dumbfounded to follow the initiation and the teachings of the priest. And after that, when all the sins were being uttered, the priest will say, Ego te absolvo de peccatis tuis. My son, my daughter, thy sins were forgiven, and even the judgment of God has no power over you. Try to imagine, my dear brethren, the foolishness, the deceiving power of the priest. And the question there, what is a pope? What is a priest? What is a cardinal? What is a bishop? It says there in their libretta and their booklet, the priest, a priest during his ordination, he is no longer considered as a man, but an alter Christus, means another Christ on earth. Try to imagine that big claim of the Catholic priest, the lies being mentioned by the Catholic Church. God said, what is the truth? The truth comes from the Bible. God said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Don't be fooled by those people promising you a beautiful future, but you will end up in a great condemnation. What is the effect of getting lost? Proverbs 11:3. Unfaithful are destroyed. Many ways ruin reputation. Broken relationship, sinful ways. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Who is the truth then? God, Jesus, is the way, the truth, and the life. I am appealing to each one of you today. To read the Word of God. The Bible contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy. Its histories are true. Its decisions are binding. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, and practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. Here is paradise restored, heavens opened, and the gates of hell disclosed. Christ is his grand subject, our good design, and the glory of God its end. It should fill the memory, roll the heart, and guide the feet. It is given you in life. It will be open at the judgment, and it will long be remembered. It contains the highest responsibility, reward the greatest labor, and will condemn all who trifle with its sacred contents. My dear brethren and friends, the Lord is coming. The Lord will come very soon. We have been singing, "Come, Lord Jesus." The Lord will come in His own perfect and right way. The thing is, my friends, just make yourself ready for the coming of the Lord. Listen to the preaching of the Word, and you have to follow the guidance and the goodness of the Lord. The Lord will come to claim His own. There soon appears in the east. Where is the east? Right here. A small black cloud, like half the size of the man's hand. The clouds which surrounds and in bright shining, as it draws nearer the earth, it becomes more brighter and more glorious. For the people of God, they knew that it was the sign of the Son of Man. As it draws nearer the earth, it will become more brighter and more glorious. The firmament seems glowing with the brightest light. Its base seems like a burning hell. And right on top of that cloud, a rainbow of His covenant. And in that cloud, Jesus rides forth as a mighty conqueror, followed with myriads of angels and with a vast number throng attend Him on His way. And on His breast and thigh, the word written, "King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Jesus has come and will bring us to heaven. I tell you, it will be a glorious time. Will be a glorious time for all of us, for the people, for our brethren here in Sirius Church. Sometimes we will say, "Lord, I have committed sin. And I will not go to church and see my brother anymore." But no, my friends. God said, if you will confess your sins, the Lord will cleanse us from all filthiness of sins and will forgive our sins. Listen to the messages of the song. And I want you to imagine how the Lord loves you. Listen to that song.